Hi, this is Katie Hurt, and you are listening to Music's Journey podcast with my friend Kim Sear. I wish I could give you love, but you're in.
Is true to snippet of the brand new single Wish I Could Give You Up by UK Spotlight award-winning country artist Katie Hurt. The year has got off to an amazing start for Katie Hurt. She recently won Best Song and Best Video for her track Sounds Good in a Bar at the UK Country Music Spotlight Awards. Building on the success for her first single, Sounds Good in a Bar, which debuted at number one on the UK iTunes country chart, along with being added into the rotation for the CBC, Country, Sirius XM, and many other Canadian radio stations, Hurt has released her second single in Canada, Wish I Could Give You Up. Here to talk about her new single is UK country artist Katie Hurt. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
How you doing? Oh, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. It's always so good to hear your accent and your voice. I love it.
Glad to help.
I need it. I don't know. Just makes my spirit so much lighter every time I hear your voice. Great to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure.
You had a great time, I heard, in Toronto on your visit.
Yes. Oh, it was wonderful. It was so nice to be back and visiting in the summertime and just be catching up with so many friends and meeting so many new people. So yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I saw all your pictures online there. So it's so cool to be able to, you know, all the other artists to be able to get to see you, and that networking is just such a special time at the CMAOs.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you had
Canadian. I'm so glad that I got to be a part of it.
And then you had Canadian Music Week too.
Yes, I played at the Wheat Sheaf. We did a showcase show with CMW, which was so much fun. And Jason Benoit was on that as well, and a whole bunch of other really cool artists. And then I got to attend all the conferences. So I got to just mingle with so many lovely people and find out so much more about the industry, which was just great.
Oh, yeah. Normally it's like there's two of us that cover the main stages all the time. It's usually me and one other guy. And we've been doing it for so many years now, but I'm still not well enough to do it. So I wasn't able to attend for either one of them this year. So yeah, I'm hoping I can make it out to the CCMAs this year. So we'll
see. I hope that you can make it. I'm hoping to get there myself. So it'd be lovely to catch up in person.
Yes, and do an interview live. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be so much fun.
Yes, normally I'm working on the carpet, so if I am there, I will definitely be looking for you.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool. What a great year for you since we had you on last time. Congratulations on your win for the UK Country Artist Spotlight Awards for song and video for Sounds Good in a Bar.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I really didn't expect it with these songs with Sounds Good in a Bar and with Wish I Could Give You Up. Having not released music in so long, I really wasn't sure what people were going to say or if anybody was even still out there listening, but it has been so heartwarming to see the response that these songs have had. And obviously with projects as big as music videos, it's always really fun to see that people love them enough to vote for them. So yeah, mm-hmm. I'm super happy about it.
Well, there's been a lot of buzz about you since I've had you on the show, and so many people in the industry love your voice just as much as I do. So yeah, you're hitting really, really well here in Canada, and that's just so amazing because I'm rooting for you, girl.
Thank you so much.
You're something special. Now, you moved during the pandemic since I had you on the show last. In your last performance, I think, live was at the 2020 UK Country Awards, and you weren't there to receive your awards at that time. Tell us a little bit about the pandemic and how hard it's been for you.
Oh, I mean, obviously everybody's had to deal with it in the best way that they can, and it's been such a trying time for this industry because we, you know, make a living asking people to gather. And when you can't do that anymore, it's really hard to, you know, A, earn money and B, just keep, you know, pushing on and being positive. I think we are super lucky that what happened in a time where we have the technology to be able to stay in touch. So I was able to make use of live streaming on Facebook and even YouTube. And I ended up during the pandemic doing, I think it got up to 2 a week. I did it every 2 a week from March of 2020 all the way through until nearly the end of 2021. And was able to stay in touch with people and play new songs and explore different things. And I actually think it was a really great opportunity for people to get to know me better, because the live streams were so much more casual than a usual show. I think it gave me more of a chance to actually connect with people. But I grew up on stage, and I started performing when I was like 12. So it's the longest I'd ever gone without being on stage. And I definitely found that a really difficult thing to adjust to.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a hard time when you've been doing it as long as you have, you know, to look at yourself and know your own identity outside of music, right? And a lot of artists have been really struggling with that. Yeah.
I mean, music has been my whole entire life. I've been doing it, you know, since I was young as I can remember. So being, you know, at home for that long, not being able to do it, I didn't really know what else to do with myself. I've definitely picked up a whole bunch of different hobbies since having so much time at home. And I moved as well, which was really nice. So the area that I'm in now is by the beach, and I get to kind of explore a whole new place and hopefully make some friends and stuff. So
have you posted have you posted any of those photos, like, you know, by the beach and stuff?
I don't think I have, actually. I probably should.
Yeah, I would love to see it. That would be so cool to see where you are now.
Yeah, I'll take some pictures.
That would be so cool. Now, a lot of people that, you know, as I said, were struggling during the pandemic, a lot of the artists really dove into the songwriting. And because of the streaming platforms and just the capability with technology now, you know, we're doing so many co-writes, you know, with people all over the world, which they hadn't done before, because it's really strange to do, you know, a co-write by Zoom to begin with, because you're not feeling, you know, the energy from that person that you're sitting with. And that's key when you're in a write. Did you do a lot of writing with other people?
A little, but to be honest, I found the opposite happened for me. I didn't find it to be a creative space for songwriting at all. I did write, you know, we wrote a couple songs. We put out one song that we, myself and my co-writer Gab Japka, had written during the pandemic, which was called Face to Face, which pretty much summed up our feelings on what we had been going through. But other than that, I kind of just worked on like a couple verses here and there. I found, because I get the majority of my inspiration from life, from the stories I hear from people and from the things I experience. And when you're at home every day, you know, just in your own living room, there's not much going on. And I found, obviously, online there was so much sadness and confusion, and I didn't really want to tap into it. So I didn't really do that much writing. I did have a couple co-writes, mainly just to catch up with friends, mainly just as like an excuse to book in time. But I know that some people obviously found it to be obviously a wealth of time that became readily available for writing. But I generally focused on other stuff instead of writing, and figured that the writing would just come back into place when there was more to say and life kind of got a little bit more back to normal.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Like when you are performing live and playing your music and you're hearing the feedback from fans and their perspective of what your song meant to them, there's just so much inspiration to draw on, and just, you know, your friends, and when you're gathering with people in a social environment, you're gonna feel a lot of inspiration. And I can totally understand that. That's where most of the artists get their inspiration from. So it's so hard not being able to perform and being out there, for sure.
Yeah.
So difficult. And then your bandmates too, the people that you know, have with you when you're performing live, not being able to give them work too. Like, everybody has been hit pretty hard.
Yeah, that was really tough. I mean, I've been with my band since 2016, I want to say now. So, you know, they're just my best friends, and to not see them all the time was just so strange. We definitely Zoomed a lot, and, you know, talk on the phone and, you know, via social media and stuff, but it's just strange not being around the people that you spend every day with. Definitely a learning curve for sure.
Has it opened up completely where you are now?
Yeah, pretty much. I think this year has pretty much been back to normal. In fact, last night I was at a showed-out show watching another artist, and it's just a full house, and it was so nice to just be surrounded by people again. It does feel strange. Like, it feels like you're not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody feels that still. I think everybody's just kind of, should we or shouldn't we, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Still unsure, but it is obviously my own shows as well. Like, I want people to come, so... Yeah, it's been nice to be able to get back out on and do some shows again. I did a tour in, I think, March. We did like 17 shows, and it was just so nice to be able to catch up with people as well, because you start, you know, I've been doing this so long, I recognize my fans, I know most of them. So having not seen them in 2 years, we all had to catch up, and it was just really nice to be able to do that.
Oh, that's so cool to be able to finally play your music live, because, you know, you've been just been biting at the bit to do that when I talked to you last time. And it's just so cool that you're finally able to play live and being able to feel that energy again. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no,
cool.
Absolutely not.
Building off your first two EPs, you had released the well-received Unfinished Business EP in 2019 and had been in Winnipeg, Canada for several weeks in early 2020 to record your debut album. I know how personal these stories are for you for that EP, and playing these songs live and sharing the stories behind the songs. Sounds Good in a Bar was the first release to the Unfinished Business EP that you had great success with here in Canada. Tell us about writing that song again. I know we played it last time, but you know, for listeners who haven't heard your songs before, we're going to play it again right now. So tell us a little bit about writing that song and what it means to release this song and record this song here in Canada.
So Sounds Good in the Bar was co-written by myself, Gab Zapka, and Mari Pulver, who produced my upcoming album. And it was just one of those songs. Gab and I had actually written the majority of it, and then it wasn't quite fitting right. There was just something incomplete about it, but we took it to Murray, and he kind of sprinkled some magical producer fairy dust on it and figured out the kinks. But it's one of those songs, obviously, it's just a very personal song, and you know, I've made a living being a live artist, and that's been what I've done. And so in the process of doing that, because of course music doesn't always pay very well when you first starting out, I've also been a waitress, and I've done a whole bunch of other jobs too to kind of keep a roof over my head. And I think we just all wrote that from a very personal place of the experience of playing in bars to, you know, just the sound guy and loving when people sing along. And Unfinished Business as a song is one that has really grown with me as an artist. And now every time we play a show, I get to hear people singing it back and people tell me their stories about it. So Sounds Good in a Bar was kind of a retrospective look at that experience of, of getting to hear people sing along and it feeling like a community, which of course was an interesting song to release at the end of a pandemic when I hadn't been able to play in any bars and hadn't been able to hear people sing along for a while. So it's been really nice to be able to get back to that feeling.
Oh, so cool. I love this song. It was so cool when I heard it the first time, and it's even better. You know, it's been on my playlist for a long time, and we've had a lot of people commenting on it. We're going to play it right now. Here is Sounds Good in a Bar by country artist Katie Hurt here on Music's Journey.
Waiting tables, counting small change in a jar, writing tall tales on a napkin in the car. I'm not a poet, and I know it, and I may not be a star. Taking failure, finding ways to make them sound cool, drinking too much, and always acting like a fool. Falling down, it sure ain't fun, but it sounds good in a song. Tell a lie. listening into every stranger's conversation, sabotaging all my own relationships. I couldn't miss the chance to write another cheating song.
That was Sounds Good in a Bar by UK Country Spotlight winner Katie Hurt. This song was such a great success for the artist, bringing her unique, beautiful voice to Canadian country radio. Love it. Now, don't forget, you can download Sounds Good in a Bar on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and you can request it at your local country radio station. You were out on tour for this one, right? As well, so for the Looks Good in a Bar tour, and that was your first full UK tour since the pandemic. You must have been so thrilled to be able to do that. We were talking about that. How tough has it been, the post 2 years, having been for you learning how to slow down, being able to take a look at, I got to back off that full throttle, but now here we go again. Has your goals changed?
Probably, yeah. It's been so weird because I had been doing so many. I think in 2019 we did 155 shows, mm-hmm. somewhere around that number. So it was just a constant cycle. And when you're going at that speed, you don't really have time to take stock of everything. And honestly, during the pandemic, all I could think about was getting back to it and doing more shows than before and kind of beating my previous records and stuff. Now I definitely think I'm approaching it from a slightly different perspective. I want, you know, each and every show to be meaningful and each one to be the, not that I didn't before, but just each one to be the best it can possibly be. So I definitely think I'm taking a little bit more time and care with the choices I make now because mm-hmm. I have more time to think about them. Mm-hmm. It's definitely been a period of growth for sure.
And then also taking a look at those moments too when you're on the stage and just taking that moment just to breathe and just take a snapshot, you know, for yourself and your mind, because, you know, when it's all said and done, don't know how long our careers last for. But you want to be able to remember it all, take it all in, and not just be in a blur, right?
Mm-hmm. And obviously during the pandemic, we had no idea how long it was going to last. So I definitely did a lot of looking back at, you know, at the moments we'd had and the incredible things that I've had the opportunity to do so far. And that's kind of partly where Face to Face, which was the song that we released during the pandemic, kind of stemmed from. It was, how long is it going to be until we get to see people face to face again? You know, is this something we're going to have to wait a really long time for? And let's remember how great it was. But yeah, I definitely think I appreciate the wins now a lot more than I did beforehand, because I've had time to stop and think about just how precious they are.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things, we recorded it at home during the pandemic. It was never meant to be a huge single or anything, but it was just something that I felt like I needed to say.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to play that one right now. We're going to play Face to Face by country artist Katie Hurt here on Music's Journey.
Somehow we're farther away. If only
That was Face to Face by UK Country Spotlight winner Katie Hurt. Really cool song that she's released in this pandemic. So really great. I'm looking forward to this one. That's really cool. Looking forward to it. You also released a single also with two of your friends, fellow Brit Sally Ray Morris of Gasolina Matches and American Jessica Lynn. Tell us about that.
That was, you know, we had so much time at home just kind of, I guess, catching up with people online that we hadn't spoken to in a while and missing the people we usually get to see at festivals and shows, and thought it would be a fun idea to try and do a country version of the Three Musketeers song, All for Love. And I guess just because we were all stuck at home and we had the time, we had the opportunity to do it, so I figured why not make an all-girl version of a song about sticking together. And it was so much fun. Of course, we all had to, you know, send in our harmonies separately and record at home. I wish we could have done it in person. That would have been amazing. But it was great fun to do it with those guys. I love Jessica Lynn and Sally Ray so much. So, yeah, we got to put out our little trio song.
Now, tell us about your brand new single, Wish I Could Give You Up, the second single from your Unfinished Business EP. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Wish I Could Give You Up is a very personal song to me. I think a lot of people will get to know me better from the songs that are going to be coming out from this album, and this one is definitely no different. Again, written by myself, Gav Zapka, and Murray Pulver. We were doing a writing session in Winnipeg one day and generally just complaining about, you know, how hard life is and how much stuff we had to do. This was obviously pre-pandemic days. And we realized as we were sat there, you know, complaining about all the stuff we had to do, also just how lucky we were to get to do what we love for a living. And, you know, that way back when, this is kind of what we've been dreaming about. And I think obviously that happens regardless of what career you're in, whether it's music or law or you're a doctor. And I think, you know, when you live in it every day, you kind of get bogged down in, oh, my to-do list has grown too big, or, you know, I haven't done the shopping and stuff like that. And you forget just those special moments. And so we were talking about that, and we wanted it to be something that was more accessible to everyone, not just to musicians. So we kind of rephrased it and reframed it around, you know, whether it's a person or whether it's a vice or whether it's your job. When you find that thing that makes you happy, it doesn't matter how much it might be difficult. You can't give it up because it's a part of who you are. And it's such a fun song. I kind of think of it as like my little homage to like pop punk, and it's something that we can, you know, jump around on stage to and really get people singing along to. So, yeah, really happy about this one.
Such a fun up-tempo song, and absolutely, this is going to be a great one to play live. That's going to be so much fun for the fans to be able to sing that one back to you. Here is the brand new single, Wish I Could Give You Up, by UK country award-winning artist Katie Hurt, here on Music's Journey.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing, and it's crazy what I'm putting myself through. Got 100 bad habits I could quit, but I'm still bound to lose. No, I don't need your advice, 'cause my vice is something I can't change. And I don't wanna hear you say that I'm throwing my life away. I wish I could give you up, but you're in my blood, and it hurts so good. Still, I wish I could, wish I could give you up, I could give you up. Well, I used to be scared that I didn't have a backup plan, but I don't think I need it, 'cause I finally figured out who I am. And I'm such a mess, I second guess every decision that I have made, but this time I know I really know. But you're in my blood, and it hurts.
That was the brand new single, Wish I Could Give You Up, an award-winning country artist, Katie Hurt. Such an amazing, amazing vocals on this song. The second single off her Unfinished Business EP. We cannot wait for this whole thing to be able to come out for all of us to hear. So don't forget, you can download Sounds Good in a Bar and the new single, Wish I Could Give You Up, on all streaming platforms, and you can share it on all your playlists, and you can also request it at your country local radio station. Such I like the lyrics because it allows you to be vulnerable, but also, you know, adding your own personal story to it, but still have so much fun with this.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of what we wanted. We wanted a way to basically accept the things that we find difficult and just have fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we've done that. I hope we've managed to make it so that people can relate to it.
I think so. Following your dreams and the hardships that go along with it, you know, it's absolutely, I think every single person can relate to that. What's it been for you, you know, to follow your dreams and the hardships that go along with being a musician and chasing the music?
Oh, man. I mean, every artist, every independent artist has to wear so many different hats. Especially nowadays, you have to be a content creator and you have to, you know, manage your brand and your website. And there's just so many elements other than making music. And, you know, when you first start out, you just think it's going to be making music. And then you realize that you have to, you know, book shows and do promotion and all that kind of stuff. So it's always challenging when you start and you do all that stuff by yourself or even with a very small team.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just so much to do. I've definitely had my ups and downs in the industry. Everybody has to. I think that's kind of how you get to being a good artist or get to knowing what you need to say. It's why I've done, you know, I started performing when I was really young, so I got the chance to mess up on stage a lot, which I think has definitely helped shape who I am on stage. I think if you don't learn how to handle those things, you know, from an early age, or at least get to do them over and over, you're not going to be able to handle them if you get big.
I think it also makes you more hungry too. It makes you really fight for it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I knew when I, you know, I decided to follow music when I was 18, and I knew that if I wanted to do this, I would have to put everything into it because I wasn't giving myself another choice. I didn't have a backup plan like we talk about in Wish. It was just, this is the decision. So, you know, mm-hmm. if you're not the one that's chasing it, no one's going to do it for you. So the hunger is definitely very much, very much there, and it's still there, and it will be until, you know, until we're doing, and even I think if we ever got to the stage of doing world tours, I'd probably still be thinking, what's next? I think that's just always the way that I think musicians think. I can't imagine that even the big artists are ever thinking of slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it's the balance, too, that they have, too, with family life eventually, because, you know, you hit hard because you want to hit hard. And this is the stage of your life where you can do that. And, you know, there's a time and a reason for that. But then, you know, later on in life, you want to be able to gauge your shows and be able to have that balance in life. But right now, you know, you can hit the ground running and just do it all because that's the place you're at in this snippet of time, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So much fun being able to watch your career unfold. And it's just so special to see. And we are so rooting for you here in Canada. What shows do you have coming up?
I have a bunch more festivals coming up. I'm doing a thing called Rock and Ribs, which is also here. And then hoping to get back out there to Canada in September, and might even try and visit Nashville before the year is up. So definitely have plans to be out as much as possible.
That is so cool. Have you been to Nashville yet?
Yes, many times, but I haven't been in a while. I was trying to work out yesterday when the last time I was there was, and I think it was probably 2018 at this point.
Oh, wow.
But I think I've probably been 5 or 6 times throughout my life, so I know the city quite well, but I definitely can't wait to get back.
Oh, that'll be so
re-experience
nice.
Music City.
Do you know when you're going to be releasing the next single from the album?
I don't know the exact date, but I do know it's going to be soon.
Ooh.
I'm hoping to have another one out before September. That's my plan. But we'll see what happens.
Wonderful. Do you think you can hop back on and let us know when you do, and we'll we'll do a quick chat about it?
Of course I will.
Oh, looking forward.
I'll be chatting about it from the rooftop. Absolutely.
I cannot wait to hear the rest of this album. I am so looking forward
to
it.
Thank
you. You are so exciting, girl, and I am so excited about your music, your songwriting, all of it. You're just that full package, and you're just such a bright light in country music. So welcome, and thank you once again for everything that you're putting out there. We love your music, and it's just so healing.
Yay.
Great writer. You are so good.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to hear that. It still blows my mind how welcoming, not just you, of course, but the whole Canadian scene has been to my music. I know I'm coming from, you know, across the water, but at the heart of it, I love the same songs you guys do. I grew up listening to the same songs, and I just wanted to be like my idols were. So it's so cool to hear that you love the songs so much and that they're being supported over there. I can't quite believe my luck.
Oh, absolutely. Well, everybody knows that when I've been on the radio, I talk about you a lot. And throughout a lot of the interviews, because I just think you're just that good. I think you're that special too.
Aww.
And it takes that personality that goes with just being the artist as well. You can be as good as you want to be, but you're just so humble. You're so caring. And that's what I love. You're just a bright light, girl.
Aww. You're gonna make me blush.
Well, I cannot wait.
Or cry.
Hopefully I can meet you at the CCMAs. It'll, you know, that'll be so special to be able to see you face to face.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And I will of course send you all of the songs that I'm working on and then the album as soon as it's ready.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always such a pleasure and we look forward to having you back. So congratulations on your awards. You know, being chosen for the CMW, which was so special. So we look forward to having you back and have some fun. You know, I can't wait to see some pictures of this castle. This will be so cool.
I know. I'm so excited about it. but yeah, I will. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. You take care of yourself and we will see you really soon.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Katie Hurt from the UK, for coming on the show. It's always so great to have her here. I am going to be interviewing some amazing artists in the next little while for the month of July. We are so busy. We are booked solid. We've got Emma Peterson, Quentin Blair, Kelly Prescott, High Valley, rock band Taming Sari, rock band Weapons, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, Australian trio The Buckleys, Cadence Grace, The Prairie States, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Ali Walker, Tyler Joe Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadu, Nice Horse, Mariah Stokes, Command Sisters, Sean Austin, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all of my shows you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.